As we hit the home stretch of the tax filing season, it probably wouldn't surprise you if I said there are some people who cheat on their taxes. However, would it surprise you if I told you that they were guided in their cheating by their tax preparers? It'll reveal how this cheating is done, how much of it takes away from legitimate taxpayers, and whether the problem is being properly fought back against. Is the founder of Happy Tax, who was previously the owner of nearly 100 Liberty Tax offices, Mario Chastain. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning. How are you?
We talk with you and find out more about this. I was going to say mystery, but maybe not so much so if people aren't really shocked by this. Let me give you the website for Happy Tax. If you're assuming the obvious, you are correct. It's happytax.com. We'll learn more about that in a few moments. But when we say tax cheating, this isn't, you know, normally we think of someone with the multimillionaires who are trying to cover their tails so they don't have to pay the high tax rate, shelters, hiding money here and there. But that's not always the case, is it?
Not necessarily. I mean, that is definitely something that happens. However, there's probably about $5 billion in tax fraud in the United States on a yearly basis. A large portion of that is actually criminal activity where people are stealing identities and filing fraudulent tax returns. But another high percentage of that is the people that are trying to get an earned income credit or other tax credits that they do not deserve, and they file their taxes in order to get couple thousand dollars that essentially becomes money from the middle class of America moving over to these fraudsters.
Now, you know, one would always think that the IRS is on the lookout for something, and certainly the Earned Income Tax Program is a huge focus both in Congress. They always look for ways to strengthen it, make it available to more people, even with the cheating going on. Doesn't the IRS pay as much attention to this as Congress does? Because that's a pretty sad statement if that's true.
Well, I mean, the Earned Income Credit is an amazing program. It definitely helps the needy and the poor, but it is also abused. In inner cities throughout America, people that may not necessarily even be working file tax returns, and if they have children or dependents, they ended up getting this Earned Income Credit, which is supposed to be there to supplement someone's income. But in many cases, these people don't even have income.
And it's also, at least here in New Jersey, I'm sure other states too, if you automatically, whether legitimately or not, show that you qualified or applied for the federal income tax earned income credit, you automatically get the New Jersey earned income credit.
That's correct, yes. It would also flow through on a state return. As that's filed, there'd be an earned income credit from the state of New Jersey as well.
Now, I alluded to this in the introduction. Is this something that, let's just say, less than legitimate tax preparers see as money in their bank account as well?
Well, clearly. What happens is there's promoters of this type of scheme that go out and they look for people that fit that model where they not necessarily have any income, hence they shouldn't even be filing a tax return, and they may have dependents, and they may be on some government programs in terms of that's how they're living. But they go out and they find these people and they help them file these tax returns fraudulently, or they increase their tax returns so that the earned income credit is increased, and then they clearly get their fee. And in many cases, they charge a very high fee on those earned income credit type tax returns and are basically sharing in the fraud.
Talking with Mario Chastain, who is the founder of Happy Tax, previously the owner of almost 100 Liberty Tax offices, happytax.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is one of the ways that the tax preparers get their fingers on some extra money, we see them a lot of times, they offer loans ahead of refunds. Of course, they don't mention the high interest rates those loans come with. So is that one of the ways that the tax preparers get the money, get the illegitimate money from the cheating activity?
In some cases, however, the RALs, what they call refund anticipation loans, really don't exist anymore on a national basis. They are out there sometimes on a local basis. However, for the most part, they do still have what we call bank products in the industry, and that's just taking the taxpayer's fee for the tax preparer out of their refund. The majority of the time, the refund does not come in the form of a loan. So it does run through the typical refund cycle of the IRS, which takes anywhere from 5 to 15 days.
Strangely enough, because electronic filing has always been pushed as a convenience, it speeds back the process if you're getting a refund. But does that open the door to these games? Because if it was old school paper products, you'd have to show a legitimate W-2 form attached to your tax form when you would mail that in.
Well, yes and no. I mean, the reason that many of these fraud cases take place is because there is no W-2, and there's legitimate reasons for that. So if someone is self-employed, they wouldn't have a W-2. If they worked for themselves, they worked on a cash basis, the IRS doesn't require those people to still file returns, even if you're working for cash. And that's how it's typically abused, because there is no necessarily paper trail. And what happens is, and we've seen this over, you know, the years, that people may get caught up with somebody that says, hey, I can get you a big refund, come here, we'll get it done. And they'll file the return, they'll get that refund, but then they'll get a letter from the IRS when they're basically asked for proof of that. And what happens is they'll come to us and they say, hey, you know, I got this letter, I got to pay back this money. This other preparer told us to file this return, and it was great, and I got this money. Well, when we ask them, hey, did you have this income? The answer in many cases is no, and so there's really no way to prove it. And what happens is they ended up having to pay back that money, plus penalties, plus interest. So it's definitely a no-win situation for the taxpayer or someone that's kind of convinced or thinks that it's a great idea to go get what they call free money from the government, which is really not. But in many cases they get caught, but in many cases they don't. There's so much that slips through the cracks, and electronic filing, I would feel, is definitely a benefit and is something that enables the IRS to catch more fraud. However, they could definitely do a better job, and we hope that they will in the future.
What's the thing with the penalties, too? Are the penalties or the enforcement of penalties so lax that tax preparers feel that it's worth the risk because the odds of getting caught are getting slimmer and slimmer? And if the fraud is growing and growing, it just puts the opportunity in the favor of the cheats instead of the tax people.
Well, I mean, I would feel that it would never be worth the risk to commit fraud. However, I mean, in some cases, that is what some people may think in terms of the IRS's budget has been slashed by Congress repeatedly. In many cases, that may have been due to the recent scandals that have taken place there. However, the IRS does need more resources in order to properly enforce this. And, you know, I would hope that the Congress would end up giving them that. It would be very helpful to combat some of this fraud, because it is combatible. There is ways and there is, you know, things that they can do that will stop this. But they may have to think outside the box and get outside the government bureaucracy to do so.
And, of course, just around the corner, I mean, it's all going through the injunctions and everything, but if the proposed Obama amnesty comes through, if I understand it right, tax forms would be able to be filled out for, I think it's three or five previous years. And if this is a game that could be played with through tax preparers with the EIC, that a lot more fraud could be around the pike if you can do retroactive tax forms and be one of those people who are, quote-unquote, in the shadows, and the IRS might be able to say, well, if it was cash only, then you can't really prove it, so here's your refund. Have a nice day.
Yeah. And, you know, in many cases, it's legitimate, too. I mean, some people do work cash only, and whether they're an immigrant or not, there's also people, the flip side of this whole equation is that they work cash only. They think they're hiding from the government by not claiming that cash, and they actually should get an earned income credit or other child tax credits or things that are available to help people that are struggling financially. So there's benefits to the program. There's some people that aren't taking advantage of it, and there's some people that are overtaking advantage of it or actually taking it to the extreme and committing crimes by committing tax fraud.
And that could be a 9-to-5 job. It could be if you're a professional seller on eBay or whatever the case may be. If one of those outside companies reports they gave you money, you didn't report you got the money. That's one of the ways that you could get snagged. Wrapping up our time with Mario Chastanz here on Issues and Ideas. And I mentioned you are the founder and owner of Happy Tax. Talk about what that is all about.
Sure. Well, Happy Tax is a new brand. We're going to be offering franchise opportunities in the near future. We are different than what the typical tax companies out there are now in many ways. And the primary difference is that our returns are all signed off on by CPAs, and which gives a better high-quality product that consumers can rely on. In many cases, the knowledge level of tax preparers out there is not up to par, and that's because the IRS doesn't regulate the industry. There's no requirement for a tax preparer to actually have any certification. However, we feel that the consumer deserves a better product and deserves higher-quality service, and that's the gist of the Happy Tax model, that all of our returns are going to be reviewed and prepared by CPAs, and we'll have great customer service people in the front, and there'll definitely be more information about that coming out over the next coming months.
And you keep on informed on that with HappyTax.com, the official website for Happy Tax. And we've been joined by their founder and owner, Mario Chastan. Mario, thanks for the heads up about some of the games being played, because that'll help people in choosing their tax preparers in the meantime as they wait for Happy Tax to establish itself. And best of luck with that growth, because you certainly are one of the, at least by what I've read up about you, one of the more legitimate and more proactive people in the world of tax preparation. So thanks for shooting an honest story and for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. Have an awesome day.